What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Downright Random. I am Mike. This is Janine.
Hello.
And we are back with our podcast. So, as you saw in our last one, we went on a slight rant when we came back on a few different odds and ends of things that came in and out of the house that are no longer there. And I think we translated that into vehicles and all this other stuff. I mean, that's the whole thing about our podcast.
Yeah.
Like, we'll start on something, but we may not end on that.
Yeah. just jump in.
just kind of like goes wherever. Yeah. We just, our brains are so random.
Yeah.
And our thoughts go with it, and we just don't know where we're going to go next or how we're going to say things next. So anyway, so today, like, one of the things that I was wanting to talk about, and it's more of something that we keep talking about all the time with each other, and people are confused about our relationship.
You think so?
You're the one that tells me that all the time.
Really?
Yeah, like some of your coworkers.
Okay.
So we have been married. It's going to be 11 years this year in two more months. Right? No, a month.
A month. Yeah. Holy moly.
Crap.
That's how you both respond to
it's
it.
It's not about
holy moly, and you say crap.
It's not about crap. It's that, man, another year's gone by so fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This like, that's what I'm saying crap about. It's like, when you think about it, we just were talking about it, I felt like. That we just did our 10-year, and we were just talking about it. And now it's like, man, another year just went by.
Mm-hmm.
Man. But no, for me, at least.
For me.
I mean, it's been marriage. I mean, it's been good days. It's been bad days. It's been, you know, it has all those kind of things. You have your ups and your downs, and you go with them.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems that people are very confused about our relationship. It seems that one of the things that's weird is some people don't understand how we've been together so long. And I don't know if that's like a good thing or a bad thing. Like, they're confused. I'm having to assume it's because so many people get divorced nowadays.
I think it's that, and I think we don't come off like we're like super old, which we're not. But I think people I think it's kind of rare for people in our age group to say that we've been married for that long. Yeah. I think that's kind of what it is. I mean, there are other couples that are our age and a little bit younger that have, you know, been married for that long. But I think it's not really promoted enough, or because I don't want people to be like, oh, applauding us or whatever. It's like,
no, please applaud us.
But it's just like, I feel like it's one of those things where a lot of people are probably just now getting married, and some people are just like, how old were you when you got married then? Like, you know, so I think that's probably what it is. And I think also,
I mean, we weren't super young when we got married. I mean, it's been 11 years and so, I mean,
calculator, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I do math in my head all day at work, and I'm just like, we can't do it now.
But no,
so it's I think that's part of it. And I think also just, we're a couple, but we're individuals, and we're strong-minded. And I think that's what
I think also, like, I don't know. We're around each other a lot.
Yeah.
Which I know does cause stress.
I mean, for 7 years, we worked together.
Yeah.
Just the two of us.
Now we just got
copyrighted. No, it was only like, no. I didn't even, no.
Yep.
But so a lot of people, when I say that, they're just like, whoa, how did you do that? How did you handle being with your spouse all the time? Whoa, I would have murdered them already. And I'm just like, what in the world?
But when we worked at the shop together for those 7 years, when we were in the shop.
We were doing shop stuff.
We were working.
Yeah, yeah. We weren't, it wasn't like, I don't really think we called each other like babe or anything. Like
we were just like responding to each other.
But like not in front of customers and stuff like that. We would never, you know, we would say each other's name. And we were just very, that was our job. That was our business. That was what we did. So, I think some people couldn't handle that though.
I think a lot of people couldn't handle it. I mean, there are people who can't handle what we do now on the podcast.
I know. They're just like how do you two sit down together and have conversations? And I'm just like, well, technically we do this off camera too. It's just that now we put cameras and microphones in front of us and we're just talking like we usually do. But when we're in the car and everything, we're having these kind of conversations probably a little bit more stuff that we couldn't put on YouTube or whatever, you know, because of whatever. But it's one of those where we just talk about stuff. Yeah. And I think both of us are always trying to learn things and expand our, you know, experiences and everything. So we do that and we do that together. And then, you know, but we still have things that we're separate about. We're not, you know, one like brain.
But it just, it's just, it's so weird to me that it confuses people. Like, yeah. Some people that I've met, they're just like, when they're like, how have you been married that long? Mm-hmm. That's always like a question. Yeah. It's like, I say we talk.
Mm-hmm.
We have conversations every single day. We get into arguments, but you know what? We'll be mad at each other for maybe that day or whatever. And then the next day or maybe an hour later, we're fine. We're talking to each other still and we're just going about it.
And I plot. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I mean, I got a notebook, but like we have our times, but we still talk to each other. We still talk and we have conversation, like real conversations.
Yeah.
Like conversations that can last for a long time. Like for some of the stuff that if we filmed all of our stuff, like it would be just, you know, tons of stuff that we would have like no ending to.
Yeah.
And then there are also times that we'll just be completely silent with each other, but we're still in each other's company, but we're not like, it's not awkward.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That we can just sit in the same room. We can be quiet with each other. And we can just enjoy what we're doing and not have it be like, what do I say? What do I say?
Like, yeah, I gotta say something. If you're with someone and you have to think to yourself, okay, what am I going to say to make them respond in this kind of way? Then that's probably not the person you should be with.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a situation where it's like something bad happened and you're trying to like, let's say like the worst case scenario, but like someone passed away and you know that person's upset. And so you're trying to think to yourself, what can I say so that they're not so like hurting right now? And you're trying to make sure it's the right thing to say. But if you're just like in a normal day to day thing and you're just like, hey, and you don't really know like what to do and what to, you know, then that means that you're probably not as comfortable with that person and you probably shouldn't be with that person. I feel like, I think if you're afraid to approach them and you're afraid to say certain things to them, then that's probably not the person you should be with.
But like,
yeah,
but it's one of those things that when I tell people that we talk all the time, they're like, oh, you have to tell that to my wife. Or I'm a, you know, if I said that to my wife, that's how you guys do it, she'd laugh at me or, you know, whatever like that. And it's just like, that's kind of sad.
Yeah. Because it's like, I don't know, sometimes people feel like they have to make those kind of jokes, like my typical wife and all, like, you know, my happy life with the happy wife and all the other, you know, stuff. It's like, do you feel like you really need to say that kind of stuff? Like, do you have to be that?
I think some people do.
But then sometimes it's just like, but how true is it? Like, do you feel like, you know, like, we like more traditional, we were talking about that the other day, like more traditional kind of like
roles
and, you know, in our couple, in our relationship and everything. So it's like some couples don't really go by that. And I think that may also cause some kind of,
but we also imbalance. Share a lot of roles and a lot of things because we're respectful of each other. So I think that we help out when we need to help out.
Yeah. It's not going to be one of those things where it's like the ship is falling or sinking and I'm just like, well, he's the guy, so he's got to figure it out. But it's like, I'm going to jump in and be like, we got to help, you know, let's work together let's figure it out. Yeah. Whereas some people, they may just sit back and then they're like, you're letting us die. And it's like, well, then you can help. You see someone need help. So that's a dramatic, you know, scenario. But I'm just saying that's how it has to be with something even small. Like, there's a time for letting someone take the lead. And then there's a time to be like, okay, let's both have all hands on deck and try to figure it out. And I think that's probably a problem where some people, they're just like, if you're going to sit by and let your spouse fail, then you're failing also. That's how I feel, you know? So it's just like, you have to realize, okay, we're both in this together. If you're failing, I'm failing. You're making me look bad. So I don't know. I'm just kidding. And it's just like, we both have to make this work. We both have to,
I feel like that's probably how you feel every time there's food in my bed.
I'm like, God, now you're going to make us look like we're dirty people. Or like, we're like, and he's got like the food later for the squirrels. And it's just like,
it just happens. And sometimes I can't see it or feel it. Like, it happens.
And then he's like looking at me and he's got like French fries and bacon in there.
It's not like that.
A little piece of burger.
It's not that bad. Most time it's like breadcrumbs or something like that. If I'm eating like sandwich, like when bread like starts to fall apart or something. That's what,
like, what do you guys do when you, if you have a beard and like, how do you like, I guess it just happens. There's nothing you can really do. You can't like eat the food and like hold your mouth out and like, you know, it's going to get in there. So
it happens.
And but also like when you find the food, do you eat it or do you throw it away?
It depends on what it was and how long ago. Like if it just fell in there, I'd pick it out and eat it.
Yeah. Oh gosh. But I think like with people, I feel that you just, I don't know, you have to talk. And I think that, I think a lot of people jump into relationships before they're ready.
We keep seeing it.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
And then all of a sudden the true colors come out when certain situations happen and they're just like, whoa, I did not know this was what I was getting into on both accounts. Like some people, they're just like, I thought I was just going to be able to throw my hands up and the other person was going to take everything. And the other person's like, I thought this person was going to help me with stuff. And then you're just like, I'm out here by myself trying to figure this out while they're complaining.
And I think that's a problem with like relationships and with like just boyfriend, girlfriend relationships like that. They want to stay boyfriend, girlfriend because they know that they have an out.
Yeah.
And they know if they get married, it's not as easy in and out. Or it'll cost a lot of money to get a divorce.
I don't know when it started, but a lot of people sometimes tend to say they're single, even though they're in a relationship with like, but it's boyfriend and girlfriend. But they're like, technically I'm single because I'm not married. And it's like, that's not how it works. Like if you're with somebody, whether you're boyfriend and girlfriend or fiance, you are still in a relationship. You're not single. Once you put titles on it and you're doing the roles and all that other stuff, you're in a relationship. You can't be like, oh, because, you know, we're not like married. So, you know, that means that you're really together. That's not how it works. Because if you're going to disrespect it at that point, when you're married, if you ever do get married, you're going to still disrespect it because you didn't respect it in the starting, you know, phases or whatever. So I think that's one of the issues. And I just think that there's people that, and I was talking about this also, like that have never really seen real healthy relationships in their life. Like whether it be parents, grandparents and aunt, uncle that were together. And they were like, that's like a good model of like a healthy relationship. Nothing's perfect, but they've never seen that before. So when you come from a situation like that, you tend to not know how to not mimic it, but just how to have something as like a inspiration or as a model, whatever, to be a decent person in a relationship. And I think some people just are really selfish and some people just they're not loved and they don't love themselves. And I think all of that stuff, and this is the same thing I talk about like with having kids. When you have issues that you never healed from as a kid, you tend to have kids and then you raise those kids with that hurt and that brokenness in you, and then it goes on to them as well. Because you don't know how to react to certain things. And in your mind, you're still healing from things when you were younger and you should have, you know, dealt with it. You're never going to be completely whatever, but you learn how to deal with it so that you don't make that a crutch. And then now it just continues that cycle on. Yeah. So if you don't know like what a real relationship looks like, when it's time for you to get into a relationship, you're you're not willing to work on that. You're not willing to realize, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm going to try to do better. And I'm going to try to like make
it. So what do you consider a real relationship then?
A relationship where you both respect each other. You love each other. You have your own identity. You take responsibility and accountability for things. You have a level of being able to compromise, sacrifice, and understand. And you're always trying to grow with the other person. You're growing within yourself and you're growing with the other person. And you're showing respect and you're showing, you know, love for that person. And when there's an issue, you want to deal with it. You don't want it to just fester and then you sit back and you go, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to say anything until I need to use this and then throw it at them and burn them or something. That's childish, you know, but a lot of people do that. It's like, you're making me angry right now, but I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to wait till when you're down and then I'm going to attack you. So I feel like just being supportive, like I said, knowing who you are as a person and still growing as a person. Cause we never knew, you know, we didn't know who we were entirely when we got married. We've grown and learned things about ourselves and about each other, you know, through experiences. So I think that.
But again, I think going back to that, I think that's where we've had conversations. I think there's a lot of people that they get married or get into a relationship I mean, not even just married. Mm-hmm. They get into a relationship and they don't ask anything from their significant other, mm-hmm. whoever that is. And then they're like, who is this person?
Yeah.
But it's too late to ask those questions.
And I think another one is the ability to be vulnerable to that person.
Yeah.
Like if you need help, or if you're feeling like you're just lacking something, or you're just at a down point, you have to be vulnerable and allow that person to help you. Because like men like to help, women like to mother, but you have to be willing to say, I need your help for this.
Yeah.
And you can't be like, if I go to that person and say I need their help, they're going to be like, you're weak, I don't want you anymore, you're stupid. You know, you have to be able to go to that person and be vulnerable as well. And you have to be willing to help somebody else. Like we were talking about that also. Like if you're down, I have to be willing to help you up, and vice versa. If I'm down, you have to be willing to help. So if you're with somebody and you're just like, I'm sinking. And one, if they don't realize it, because if you're with somebody, you should know when they're not really doing their best, even if they're trying to BS you and trying to cover it up and make it seem like, I know when you're thinking, like I can look at your face and I know when your mind is
what,
like,
am I thinking?
I'm not saying I know what you're thinking, but I know when you're thinking. And that's why sometimes I'll look at you and I'll say, oh, that's your face that you're making when you're, you know, whatever. So I think you have to pay attention to the person you're with, and you have to, you know, understand them and know when you have to kind of step in.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of people that they get into stuff and it's fun in the beginning, but then like it's work after that, you know, but it doesn't have to be hard work. It just has to be, you know, work. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize. And I think that people are in relationships that they are not feeling 100% able to go to their spouse and say certain things.
Yeah.
Like when you annoy me, I tell you, I don't sugarcoat it. I don't go, oh, babe, that, you know, I don't know about that. I'll say I don't like that. And that's annoying me. And you'll say the same thing. You'll say, why are you being rude? Or don't talk to me like that. You know, we say it. Because, like, if you sugarcoat it, then it's just like, well, you know, you're probably not going to get the same reaction. But if you just say what it is, and you have to be disrespectful about it, you just have to be direct.
Yeah.
So.
It's just, I don't know. People need to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the biggest thing. But.
I mean, what do you think as far as, like, people, what do you think their issue is as far as, like, if they look at us or other couples and say, like, how are you doing it? Like, what do you think is lacking? Or what can they change, or how can they improve it?
I don't know, because there's always going to be something like it. I mean, even our relationship, there's probably like little holes that mm-hmm. haven't been filled and stuff like that, whether we know what they are or mm-hmm. not. But I think, I mean, it seems like there's always going to be the main topic of frustration with relationships is always money.
Yeah.
But on the top of that one, mm-hmm. or right beside it at least, is communication. Because even still, if someone has a problem with money,
mm-hmm.
they don't want to communicate that to their partner, mm-hmm. that there's a problem going on, because they either don't have enough money to do something, or we need to figure out something because something is, you know, too much money's going out, mm-hmm. or we need to change the way our finances are, things like that,
mm-hmm.
or we need to downsize, mm-hmm. you know, anything like that. Anytime there's problems with money, people are, I guess, embarrassed.
Yeah.
And they don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's one of those things where when that happens, the communication breaks down, and then it stalls, and then they get more frustrated, mm-hmm. because things aren't changing, but you're not communicating that things need to change,
mm-hmm.
and then you just get more and more frustrated. I think that is a big pitfall of a lot of relationships.
Yeah.
Again, money's great. Like, it can get us things, stuff like that. But too many of us are driven by money,
mm-hmm.
as far as, like, relationships and all this other kind of stuff. I mean, you can be driven by money to get nice things and to, you know, stuff like
provide
that.
Provide for your family.
And provide for your family and things like that. But there's so many people that are still playing Keeping Up with the Joneses,
mm-hmm.
that it gets them in trouble.
And I think another thing that's also an issue is, like, everybody is looking at all the social media stuff. I think social media has inflated that obsession with money even more. Because you see all these people and you're just like, oh, my God. Like, look at the cars they have. Look at their house. Look at this. Look at that. But you don't know all the ins and outs of what they're doing, if they own any of that stuff, if they're just pretending that, you know, they have it. And even if they are pretending, we don't know how much work they're putting into it. So that's another thing. It's like there are certain people, like you were talking about, like the DVE guys, and you look at some of these people and you remember when their videos first started and their channels and all this other stuff, and you see like the work that they put into it, and it's like, okay, you want this car, you want that lifestyle, but are you willing to do all of that work? Because mm-hmm. that's another thing. Some people want all that stuff, but they don't want to have to be the one to do it. They want someone else to do all
and
the work
give it to them.
And then just give it to them. And they just, you know, eat off of the plate of the other person, but they had nothing to do with anything. So that's another thing. It's like, so you people see the end results, but they don't actually see the behind the scenes and the hard work that the person's doing, that they probably don't get any sleep, that they're always on the phone, they're always doing this, they're always doing that. They probably sit down with their family for like 5 minutes, they chit-chat, and then they go back to what they have to do because they are trying to have that lifestyle for their family. So I think that's another thing. I think people don't see all the work. And then there are people who are just pretending. They're up. And like we were saying, there's some YouTubers that they have all these houses, and then you find out all like 15 of them are living in one house, and they don't even really have a couch because they're just showing off this big house and this big pool and everything. But it's just like money is a huge thing. And I think a lot of people are so like they put it on such a high pedestal to the point where it makes them kind of sick. And it's like, and then if you're with somebody who where, like I said, they want all the money, but they're not helping you.
Yeah.
That's a recipe for a disaster. It is. It really is. Because you have to, even if they're not the one, like, quote unquote, working, they have to be there as your backbone, your support, taking care of all the other stuff while you're trying to hurry up, you know, while you're trying to build and do mm-hmm. all that stuff. If they're not doing that, it's going to be a recipe for disaster. You need that support system.
Yeah.
And if you're with somebody who's just like, gimme, 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 gimme all the time, and you're giving, 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 and you're draining. That's not going to be.
We see that.
We see it all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. And it's sad to see, but a lot of people are in that situation, and it's just like, that's not the right decision for you.
Yeah.
Or even for them, because they should not be that gimme, gimme, gimme person. If you want something, you have to go out and get it yourself also, or be that support system.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do think that money is a huge thing that a lot of people are, you know, it's become like, and like now I feel like as we're trying to rebuild and do other things, we're trying to understand our money better. You know, we just had the shop before and that was, you know, what we focused on. But now we're trying to have different areas where we can make money. But I'm not trying to be like, you know, obsessed with it and like, oh, my God, I got to have this much and I got to do this. I'm trying to gradually, you know, build it. You're trying to gradually build it. And we're trying to have something better because we know what it's like to not have and to struggle. And so we're trying to do it organically, but not become like obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And if you're somebody who's just like always looking and always like obsessing over money, then in your relationship, that's going to cause a humongous like stress. So,
yeah. And then, so another topic that I know that comes up with us, well, there's two more topics I know comes up with us mm-hmm. that people are confused about. I'll do one. And the first one is, it's very short. Mm-hmm. What is it?
Religion.
That's going to be the second one.
Okay.
So the first one is I open the door for you.
Yeah. I don't know why that is weird to people. Mike's been opening the door for me since we met.
Yeah.
Since we met. Like, yeah. When we went on our first date and he still does it, he opens the door for if my mom is there or your mom is there, you know, you'll open the door. It's, I don't know why that's so odd to some people. Some people have to say something. They're just like, whoa, did you just do that? Like, it's like, I don't know if that's,
it messes with their brain.
It messes with their brain. And it is what it is. Like my coworkers, whenever they're I think they're waiting. They're just like, one day he's not going to do it. They're like, yes. I think they're all placing bets that one day you're going to not do it. It's like, that's just what he does. That he opens the door and I appreciate it. And I allow you to open the door. Because I know if I go for the doorknob, you'll look at me like not in a whatever way, but that's just what he does. He opens the door. And it's like, I don't know why that boggles people's minds so much.
If your coworker's got a pool going on, I want to put into it because that'll make us some major money.
For real. But it's like, they're just like always just like, he did it again. It happened again. It's like, that's just what he does. I don't know what to tell people, but yeah, we've had young, older people, like older guys, like older men. And, they're just like, wow, that's awesome that you still do that because so, it's just so something that
breaks their brains. It just messes with people. How we do that.
I think I've probably seen one or two other guys do it.
I've seen a couple.
Yeah. But for the most part, I don't see it. But it's like, but I'm not judging them. That's just how their relationship
is. I mean, I notice it, but I don't have to like go, oh my God, someone just opened the door. I notice it and I keep going amongst my day because that's just their relationship.
Yeah.
So that was one. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is religion.
Yeah.
Because I don't have it and you have it. And it just bothers people that we can be together and have such different views on a topic like that. Yeah.
So, like we were saying before, even though you don't have like a religion or you don't believe in all that stuff, you're still morally a good person. And I think that's what also confuses people.
Yeah.
I think for people, they feel only people that believe in God and only people that have religion have good morals. Other people, they live very sinful lives and they're going around snorting coke, banging strippers and doing all that other stuff.
Haven't done any of those.
And you know, and it's just like when they hear, they're just like, that doesn't make sense though. Like, why do you exist? Like, why? And why am I like not trying to pull him onto the other side? First of all, I'm not really for like organized religion. I have my beliefs and that's that. But those are my beliefs. And I've come to that because of my life experiences. And you've come to your decision because of your life experiences and things that you've researched and whatever. So if someone researches something and they come to a decision and they're just like, this is how I feel based on what I've thought about. And, you know, over time, I respect that. If you're just like, it's stupid. They're storytale stories. It's stupid. Then I'd be like, all right, you sound kind of ignorant. But if you come to the table and you're just like, this is what, you know, I've thought about, this is how I feel about it, I have to respect that. And that's how we're able to talk about it and how to be okay. It's like, I don't like like, I still pray, and if something happens, I'll pray for Mike, and you know, but I'm not gonna be like every day I'm like throwing holy water on him to like get the bad vibes away from him. I don't really feel that way. I've been around people that go to church and I felt darker energy around them than
I mean,
you know,
but see, anything, okay, but so. Then on top of it, just so some of you guys know, I work at a church.
Yeah.
So, and surprisingly.
And Mike does a podcast with a pastor where they talk about, you know, him being a non-believer and, you know, the pastor having his beliefs. So, and we'll link that down below. So if you ever want.
But it's one of those things that people are confused by that. Yeah. Like, they're like, you work at a church? I'm like, And you know what? It probably makes it easier for me to do my job.
Yeah.
Because I'm not having to worry about. Oh, I have to stop what I'm doing and pray right now.
Oh, no.
I can keep working and keep doing what I'm doing. No, I'm serious. It's like, I mean, I do the streaming for them, and I have to keep my focus on the audio and the video and all this other stuff. And so I can't stop keeping, if I was going to, if I was going to pray. No, like, maybe that's why they like that I'm able to do what I do, because I'm not having to be
distracted
distracted by having to do these things. And I don't know, maybe it is, maybe it's not, but it's, I don't know what people feel about me though in the church. I think some people are fine with it. I don't know if everyone is, but I mean, but even on the podcast with the pastor, we talk about things that the differences between me believing and him not believing in our backgrounds and stuff like that. And like, it's interesting, but you and I have similar conversations about religion, just like I have those conversations on there. And it, again, it comes down to us talking and people have asked us like, well, what happens when you have kids? And like, my view has always been they make their own choice and I will still love them. And if they're wanting to go to church and believe in all that stuff, that's their choice.
As long as they're not doing a cult.
Well, I feel that church is a cult anyways, but like, people get to make their own choices. And I feel that if that's what they wanted, then that's what they wanted. And I know that you feel the same way. If they decided that that's not what they wanted, I know that you would be okay with it too, because they would figure out what they wanted to do.
So it was like what you were talking about the other day. Like, if you have, we were reading that article about that mom who said she sent her daughter to her dad's house and the little girl's dad's house. And at the dad's house, she was eating meat, but in the mom's house, she was supposed to be a vegan.
Well, they were supposed to be raising her as a vegan.
Yeah.
And the dad was feeding her, like, chicken nuggets and stuff. And then she started wanting chicken nuggets. But she was, like, 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry. I don't think that being a vegan is healthy. But I don't think eating strictly meat is healthy yeah. either. I feel yeah. that you need a balance of both. Of,
yeah.
And
also, like, I would have rathered him make the meat at home, not get her chicken nuggets. Because, like, was it from McDonald's?
I think it may have been.
Yeah, see that's a failure on the dad's part. Like, if you're gonna make something, like, don't go to McDonald's. Because I do feel that they put stuff in there that makes kids, like, or people in general, like, addicted to it. Like, I don't know if it's the amount of salt that they're putting in there or the seasoning or whatever. So, yeah, if you're going to be like, okay, she's going to eat meat, at least prepare it at home and, you know, but, yeah, that's my only issue.
But I feel like you should give them the choice to get all the things. You yeah. should get meat, vegetables, fruits, you know, all the together.
Yeah.
And be healthy.
And now going back to relationship topic, one, that couple obviously broke up, but obviously even as co-parenting, they're failing.
Yeah.
Because now one is saying something on the extreme of don't eat this. And then the dad's like, let's sneak and do it. So now you're creating something in your child where they're lying to their parent.
Yeah.
You know, so once again, you have to have some kind of honesty. And it's one of those things where he's like, yeah, she's saying that she wants meat. What, you know, I know we said originally that we were going to do vegan. If he wasn't for it, because obviously he probably wasn't for it, but he was just going along with it. And this is, once again, knowing yourself and knowing how to say things, speak up for yourself in a relationship, because now you have this little person
yep.
that is in the mix between two people that didn't speak up and didn't do what they were supposed to as, you know, a couple and as adults. And now you have her over here saying, be a vegan. This is the healthy way. And him over here sneaking her chicken nuggets. So it's like, once again, you have to talk. Because it's one thing when it's just the two of you, but now it's a little person that you have to look out for, and you're yeah. creating an issue with her as well. So, but yeah, if she wants to eat meat, let her eat meat, but not chicken nuggets, not McDonald's. That's just gross. So I'm just saying. But yeah, that's another thing that goes into communication, you yep. know? So,
I mean, we meet more, we meet more and more people that just don't communicate.
Yeah.
And then when they tell you their issues in their relationship, you're like, did you talk about it? And they're yeah. like, oh, no.
You should have helped. You should have, like, dealt with that years ago. And now it's out of control.
Yeah.
But you can still fix something, but it's going to be a lot more work. And are both people willing to do that work? You know, so that's kind of the thing.
Yeah. So anyways, on that, we're going to end this one. But here's a request that I have for you guys. I want you to ask us a question about relationship, whether you're having a relationship issue yourself
mm-hmm.
and you just want to hear our advice
yeah.
on it. And we would just love to know what's going on with everyone.
So I want two things to go off of that. If you want to drop it in the comment, that's fine. But if you don't feel comfortable dropping in the comment, go to our Instagram, Downright Random, and send us a direct message.
Yeah.
So if you don't want people to know that it was your question, so you can do that. And, we'll and make sure to follow us on there.
And we'll leave it anonymous.
Yeah, we're not going to say your name. We're not going to put it on the screen with your name and your picture or whatever. So yeah. But definitely, yeah, drop something down and let us know. Or ask us if there's something that we've had to deal with and how we dealt with it or something like that.
Yeah, because it's one of those things that we do. It's not like we like giving advice, but we do give advice.
Yeah.
And I think we have pretty good advice.
Yeah. We're not like, you know,
we're not therapists or anything yeah. like that. We're not, but we play one on podcasts. But here's the thing though, yeah. saying that though,
uh-huh.
like when we have conversations, I think it's therapeutic.
It is.
And I think yeah. I've said that before. Yeah. I think sitting down mm-hmm. and talking with someone is therapeutic.
Yeah.
And that's why you go to therapists
yeah.
because you need someone to talk to and release all this mm-hmm. stress. And sometimes that can be your significant other.
Oh yeah.
And if not, it can be someone else. And if that someone else is us, to help you.
But we're not going to cuddle with you. We'll talk to you, but we're not going to cuddle.
We won't cuddle, but therapists shouldn't be cuddling with yeah. their patients either. So
who knows what kind of therapy is out there now.
Anyways, but so that's what we request. If you guys are willing to do it, we appreciate it, and we'll talk about it more.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're going to end that one, and yep. we'll talk to you guys in the next one.
Comment, like, subscribe, follow us on Instagram, and all that good stuff. All right. Peace.
See ya.